Stormy STO. STOR, my Prater, PRATER, 1-1887. Chief complaint, abdominal pain. Our patient is a 38-year-old woman, works for HHC, state organization that takes care of children, has three kids, not married, last period was in 2017, comes in complaining of epigastric pain or abdominal pain, pain in the middle, constipation, very diffuse abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting, some diarrhea, definite constipation, present period. In the paragraph, she has had a CT and a colonoscopy in the past and was diagnosed with diverticulosis, but the symptoms today are not consistent with diverticulitis. Allergy to Wellbutrin medication, used to take lisinopril, but she's off of it now. Her blood pressure is still a little bit elevated, but she says it's because of pain. She's quit drinking alcohol. Her blood pressure has been stable. Medical problems, she does have hypertension. She's not taking the medication for, had some kind of blood clot years ago. Gastroesophageal reflux and depression and anxiety. Period. Patient surgery, has been a breast lift and a hysterectomy. Social ETOH use. ETOH use minimal. No smoking reported. Today's urine analysis is totally negative, by the way. Family history, mom and dad are still living. Positive for diabetes, diverticulosis, and hypertension. Review of system, again, consistent with diffuse abdominal pain. Some nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no hematemesis, no hematitis, positive constipation. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. 153 pounds, 100%, 98, 16, 70, 133 over 90. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, next to JVD skin shows no rash or mucosa with any vision, logical non-focal. As far as the abdominal exam is concerned, detailed exam reveals minimal tenderness over the epigastric area. Otherwise, no rebound, no rigidity. Status post-hysterectomy, no Murphy, no McBurney signs. The paragraph abdominal ultrasound is totally negative, except for gassy abdomen and constipation. Number one, constipation. Number two, add Ducalox suppository. Number three, add stool softener. Number four, check blood work, including TSH. Number five, the pain is most consistent with gastritis. Number six, if the pain gets worse, she will either come back here or go to the emergency room for a CAT scan. Next number, has had EGD and colonoscopy in the past. Next number, no other family members have been sick. Next number, if develops diarrhea or abdominal pain or any other issues that requires a CT scan, as I've explained to the patient, she will go to the emergency room at that time. Next number, check white count today. Next number, your analysis is totally negative. Once again, thank you.